Cow Cafenomics gets underway next week. Among the presenters is Bill Chapman, crop extension specialist with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, who will be discussing new crop varieties that will be of interest to forage and livestock producers.
We've got some really interesting improvements on barley. Our barley breeder in Lacombe has done some very interesting work on six-row barley, increasing the uniformity of kernel weight, shape, and size so that all of the six-row kernels on a six-row head fill uniformly, and also making the straw strength much better than what we see on some of the two-row varieties, especially when we have high yields. The straw strength, if you get some of those heavy spring storms with heavy wind and rain, have a tendency to push the crop down on us and cause it to lodge, which, of course, causes us yield reductions. And he's also done some excellent work on incorporating leaf disease in with that as well, and two new unique names for these two varieties. One's with Alliance Seeds, and it's going to be called AB Cadillac, and one with Seacan Seeds, and it's going to be called AB Advantage. Both have higher yields on silage and stronger straw and a higher grain-straw ratio, which is going to give you more energy in the silage that you're producing. The other material that I wanted to talk about was triticale swath grazing. With the reduction in hay production the last couple years and winter kill, especially in the northwest region up here, we had a few more producers actually try spring triticale for swath grazing and have some very successful results, depending upon their rainfall and management practices that go along with it.
So, Bill, for people who hear your presentation, what do you hope they will take away from it?
I'm trying to show that we need to pre-plan more and talk about what the opportunities are rather than make some last-minute decisions, especially if you want to pick up some of these new varieties. Triticale or some of these new varieties are going to be short in seed supply. And then also just to relook at what they're doing if they don't want to change varieties, relook at what they're doing. I also want to talk about increasing our seeding rates, making it a more competitive stand, trying to maximize the amount of sunlight captured and the amount of energy captured from the sun to give us higher yields and more uniform crops so that we can actually manage it more effectively and try and maximize the benefit of all the inputs and all the management we're putting forward.
Cow Cafenomics is January 15th in Vermilion, the 16th in Westlock, the 17th in Olds, and the 22nd in Lethbridge. To register, call 1-800-387-6030.